Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another podcast edition on this beautiful gray and dark Wednesday here from my little studio in Berlin. I got a little topic for today that I would love to talk about, and it's called surrendering. It's a really beautiful thing that kind of saved me in the last 2 weeks. I think I made it quite obvious in the last episodes that I was struggling. I was lost in pretty much every aspect of life, in a way. Just looking at my life, it felt like everything was burning. And it's not the first time that I'm saying this in this podcast here. It's a repeating pattern. I got like good days and then the whole world burns again. But like really, like 2 weeks ago, it got to a point where I was like, okay, fuck. Like, I need to change something. Whatever this is right here, I don't want to do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. Literally, I was at a point where I was like, I was done, man. I didn't see a point. I had this conversation with my mother. Like, my brother moved his apartment a couple of days ago. My family came up and I was standing on the balcony with my mom. And I was like, hey, you know, everything is pointless. Nothing makes sense. Why should I even get up, go out and do things? You know, there's no point in things anymore. And this was kind of like rock bottom. And it's so beautiful that my mom is so often the person that catches me in these moments where, like, I struggle a lot. And then she just hugs me and is like, hey, it's not that bad. And I needed that. I needed that. And by getting to a point of like, hey, nothing makes fucking sense anymore. The world doesn't make sense. I don't make sense. My work doesn't make sense. My bank account doesn't make sense. Dude, there are just so many things in my life that I just can't explain it anymore. I feel like I walked so far down a road that just led to nowhere. And the main reason for that is that I didn't trust myself. That so many decisions I took, or actually, I didn't take a lot of decisions lately because I was too scared of it. I was constantly looking for approval from the outside world. Running around, trying to find people that are agreeing with me, with my position, with my point of view. And I feel like this is exactly what fucks us all up at the moment. That we are all too scared to listen to ourselves. We are not surrendering. We are not giving up. We are constantly holding on to things. And by giving up, I don't mean this shit of like taking the stuff you were working on, the relationship that you built, whatever it is, like taking it and throwing it into the trash can, being like, okay, I'm out of here. Like, everything is shit. I don't want to have anything to do with that anymore. To me, this is not surrendering. To me, this is quitting. By surrendering, I mean accepting that you can't change the world. Surrendering means to let go. To accept that you are just a little tiny human being out there in this huge wild world. And that we don't need to be and we don't need to do anything. First point. And by allowing this to ourselves, getting out of this rat race, getting out of this mindset of, I gotta get this, I gotta do this, I need that, I need to be here, I need to go there. This like constant like mind trap that we are always in, because we get taught to be this kind of person, to achieve, to learn, to be, to build, to whatever it is. Our head constantly tells us, like, grab your phone, eat some food, go there, buy this, shop this, meet them, say this, argue with that. Like, our head constantly attacks us all the time, and we are so unaware of it because we are doing it for years, for generations. We are just unaware that we are never really true to ourselves. Surrendering to me means to arrive within yourself. And by arriving within yourself, you find calmness. You find peace. And most of all, you find love. We are all looking for love all the time. But we all forget that we have it inside of us already. It's there. And the beauty about finding it within yourself is that it makes you independent. You don't need to hold on to anything or anyone, because you got it. You have it within you. And by surrendering, you find that out. By dropping everything. You know, and especially like these days where the whole fucking world kind of screams, you are not allowed to drop. You gotta run. You know, this, I feel like we are at this big breaking point where where we are getting to points that are making it so obvious that we can't live life in our heads anymore. We are just trying to reason with everything, dropping facts, reading the news, constantly trying to find people to agree with. Because we are too scared to take our own decisions, to trust our own instincts, to even allow ourselves to find out that we actually do have instincts. Like honestly, like an honest question to yourself, when you take decisions, how often do you take them? Or on the other side, how often do you just do shit because other people tell you to do it? There's this constant need to ask people, hey, what do you think of that? Should I take this job or should I leave it? Do you think I should like break up with my boyfriend or should we stay together? Should I go to uni or should I flee the country? It's like, hey, I gotta call my best friend before I make this decision. I can't do it myself. There's nothing wrong with getting an opinion or something. But afterwards, after you made your decision, after you checked yourself and went inside and went like, who? Like, how do I feel about it? Is it a yes or is it a no for me? And not even that, like surrendering goes so much deeper. You don't even have to make a decision because it will come naturally to you. Like once you calm down, once you slow down, once you drop everything around yourself, pretty much is the laugh about me. What it sounds crazy what I say now, but once you drop it, the universe speaks through you. And I 100% believe in that. I believe in the universe. You can call it God, you can call it universe, you can whatever you want to believe in. I believe so strongly that we all have God, universe, like within ourselves. We are all of that. And by surrendering, by dropping all like identifications we want to have with the outside world. I got this job title. I got this salary. I drive this car. I'm supposed to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. By dropping all of that, we find out who we really are. And the beauty about that, we don't have to explain this to anyone. Because as soon as we arrive at our true self, it just flows out of us. And then suddenly, there's no need for approval anymore. There's no need of agreeing, reasoning, or explaining anything. You just go out and you do it. And I swear, just like observing myself in the last 2 weeks, so many of my struggles, so many of my problems that were existing in my head, they just started leaving me. All these piles, mountains of problems, they are starting to disappear. Because instead of like trying to reason with it, of being like, oh fuck, how do I deal like a smart intellectual person with it? This like problem solving we get taught in school. Fuck that. We don't need this anymore. We did it for years and years and years. And look at the world, like see where it gets us. We gotta arrive within ourselves. Find our beauty, our love, our peace. We can't scream for the world to be in peace while we are fighting and broken and running all the time. We gotta surrender. We gotta drop it. Take a break to get out of our minds and arrive in our bodies. Use our hands, like, yeah, surrender. Let it go. And it's so scary to let go because we identify with all of these things. If it's materialistic, if it's relationship, all these things that we accumulate, like a pile in our lives. It's so scary to let go of them. And it doesn't mean that we have to throw everything out of the window and be a minimalist now or something. It just means that we should not get too attached to things. Because getting too attached to shit brings us back in our minds and makes us scared of losing it. And this puts us into flight mode. Or is it flight mode? Fight or flight? It puts us in like fight or flight. Both of it. Being scared of losing something is always a fight or flight. Yeah, what I want to say with this, I don't want to like keep talking and talking and talking. Surrendering saved my ass in the last 2 weeks again. I can say that I arrived within myself again. I was there before. I found this out already. But I really lost it. I got really comfortable being in a relationship, having this nice apartment, having like money coming in. I got comfortable, and by getting comfortable, we go back in our head, and then we get scared. Scared of losing things. But we gotta be here. We gotta be with ourselves. We don't need to run, seek approval, find things. No, I would say the point I want to finish on is that we should stop like seeking, we should start finding everything we need. We have within ourselves all the answers, all the love, all the beauty of life. We already got it. All of us, every single person on this planet Earth carries it. We're just too scared to surrender to it, to allow ourselves to see it. The last thing I want to say today is go and surrender. Drop whatever you have, whatever you think you need to do, you need to become. Let it go. And then everything else just comes to you. And you will see that it's already there. All of it. And that's it. Thank you for listening to me. You beautiful, beautiful human being. You're gorgeous. You're precious. You're wonderful. And I'm sending you a big, big hug from my podcast chair out there in the world. Yeah. I would say we will hear each other here back again next week. And in the meantime, just fuck it. Surrender. Let go. And you will see that everything is already there. That's it for me today. I'm out.